Hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of The Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon. Join me, your host, Alexia Gordon, as I chat with authors writing cozy, traditional, and historical mysteries. You won't find explicit sex or graphic violence. You will find intriguing authors and quality fiction. Thanks for listening. Welcome, listeners, to a special episode of The Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon. Yasmin Ango, author of the Nina Knight series, joins me to chat about the Crime Writers of Color's Underrepresented Voices reception, which will be held at BoucherCon 2023 in San Diego on Friday, September 1st, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Welcome, Yasmin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, you've done a lot of work to help organize this event, which is the second of what hopefully will become an annual tradition. Can you tell us a little about the event?
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Several of us from Crime Writers of Color have gotten together to kind of create this. It's a little bit different than what we did the last time around, but an event that I think everyone will enjoy, and everyone, of course, is invited to that. So, as you said, it's going to start at 7. I believe it's from 7 to 8, and it's going to be that Friday night. And it's going to be in the ballroom, and it is just, you know, our reception. We are doing it as well with the Queer Crime Writers organization, and all together we're going to be featuring about 45 authors. I'm going to highlight or spotlight them, and while we are spotlighting them in clusters, just like we did last year, the new thing that we're going to be doing is featuring a game night. So that's going to be pretty fun. We're going to have three sets of games. We have authors that have volunteered to be our victims. I mean, our volunteers for these games. And so the games that we're going to have are, I believe it's charades, we're going to have Jeopardy, and then the last game that we are going to have is an on-the-spot creating a story. We're going to have four of the authors kind of, it's going to be cozy against thriller authors, and they're going to get some prompts from the crowd prior to, and then craft their versions of stories in their genre using those prompts. So it's going to be a good time the whole entire night. So everybody should just come.
Yeah. Oh, so crime fiction improv, it sounds like.
Exactly. Yes.
It'll be interesting to see what they come up with. I'm imagining the audience is going to give them some pretty creative suggestions.
Yes, they better though. the more creative, the better. Let's really put them to the test.
And will the authors be the participants in the other games, like the Jeopardy, and how will people sign up to be participants in the games?
Yeah, the authors have signed up. We put out a call for, you know, anyone who wanted to be either spotlighted or who wanted to participate in any of the games. And so we had several authors sign up to actually participate. So we've grouped them all, and we'll have the authors doing the Jeopardy game and then the charades game, you know, performing all of that, I should say, for the audience. And so it'll be interactive. I don't know what kind of questions are going to be asked, but they're going to be some wild questions. They're going to keep everyone on their toes. I'm pretty sure they're going to ask for audience help if they can't figure out an answer to any of their questions, or they can't figure out what whoever is, you know, pantomiming, I don't know, in charades. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching the charades. Note, I'm not in it. I think it'll be fun to watch.
Yes, I think so too. Like I think you have to be very courageous to do that. So I don't know what the prompts are going to be for charades. I'm pretty sure they're just going to be really wild and out there. And so it's going to be really interesting to see what they come up with.
Is there also going to be a raffle?
Yes, thank you. There are going to be raffles. The authors are bringing their books, and there are going to be raffles, sorry, that are dispersed throughout the evening. So every, I don't know how many minutes or in between when we're switching off, and also when we're calling, spotlighting the authors that aren't participating, just the ones that are being spotlighted, that's when we're gonna call off raffles, and then whoever wins can go to the back to our table and get the book that they want. So we're gonna have lots of winners, winner winner chicken dinners, and well, we're not gonna give any chicken dinners, but we're gonna have lots of winners, and everyone, and there's also going to be food, so you gotta come and get some great appetizers that we're gonna have, and a pop-up bar. I believe it's gonna be a cash bar, so come with a few bucks and then come with your appetite. The food is free, the bar not so much. And then the entertainment is definitely free and fun.
And so this is open to anyone who's registered for BoucherCon.
Yes, anyone who's registered can come, is welcome. We would love to have you, and we have like the huge ballroom, so plenty of space for everyone to come and be comfortable.
Now, somehow in the midst of planning this event, you managed to get a book ready to go for publication in what, just about a week and a half, 2 weeks,
Something like that.
week
Gosh, that sounded scary when you just said that.
and 2 weeks. So tell us about your new book.
Right. Okay. So It Ends With Night is the third of the Nina Knight trilogy. That is my assassin trilogy that I have. She is an elite Ghanaian assassin for the tribe, an organization. That she a powerful organization that she works for. So the first book was Her Name Is Night, and then last year They Come at Night. There's a theme going on right there, of course. Came out, and then now It Ends With Night, which is the third and final of the trilogy, so far as I know. So hopefully everyone will enjoy it. There might be some early copies there. I'm not too sure. But I'll bring a couple of ARCs that will be raffled off, and then the book releases September 5th. So I'm excited and also very nervous.
I'm sure you'll do well, and I think it's great that folks who attend will get a chance to win an ARC in a raffle because those are hard to come by. They're not something you can go to a bookstore and buy. They're kind of a one of a kind thing, so that's definitely something to not be missed. In between games and food, and get an ARC of It Ends With Night.
Yes, thank you.
And where can readers who maybe sadly won't be able to make it to BoucherCon this year find out more about you and your Nina Knight trilogy and keep up with what you're up to next?
Sure. You are always welcome to come to my website, Yasminango, YASMINANGOE.com. I'm on IG, which is my IG handle is author_Yaz. Also, I still have I guess what's formerly known as Twitter. So that's at Yaz A Writer. So you can hit me up, in either of those areas, and or on my website, and you can get to know everything you would like to know about Nina Knight and jump on that bandwagon, because she definitely will take you for a ride.
And I certainly hope folks who are taking a ride out to San Diego this year will come to the Crime Writers of Color's Underrepresented Voices reception, have some fun, watch some games, maybe win a raffle, get some free food and some not free drinks in moderation, of course,
In moderation, yes.
and meet Yasmin and almost 4 dozen other
underrepresented voices in crime fiction and maybe make some new favorites.
Yes, absolutely. You definitely will.
Well, thank you, Yasmin, for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat about the event, and so hopefully we can let some people know what they have to look forward to.
Yes, so thank you again for having me, Alexia. I really appreciate it.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this special episode of the Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon. And my guest today was Yasmin Ongo, who was chatting about the Crime Writers of Color's Underrepresented Voices reception, which will be held at BoucherCon 2023. That's going to be in San Diego, California, on Friday, September 1st, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the ballroom. All are welcome. It'll be fun. It's not to be missed. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon. I'm Alexia Gordon, your host. Please support the podcast by leaving a 5-star rating or review on whatever platform you listen on. Follow the podcast on Instagram at podcast_cozy, on Facebook at The Cozy Corner Podcast, and the web at thecozycornerwithalexiagordon.com. Follow me at Alexia Gordon Author on Instagram, alexiagordon.writer on Facebook, and alexiagordon.net on the web. Support me on Patreon at patreon.com/authoralexiagordon. And until next time, thanks for listening.